Love Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I am here to tell you tonight, God will step right in, right when you need him, praise God. Maybe he might not come when you want him, but he knows when you need him most, praise God, hallelujah. God will step right in, praise God, just at the right time, just on time. Just on time, praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. He's an on-time God, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, there's nothing like our God, hallelujah. There's no one like him, ever will be. He's the Alpha and Omega, praise God. He's the God of all gods, hallelujah. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorites minister coming to your life tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. Praise God. Or whatever time you listen to this program, praise God, we pray and come to you believing that God is going to do great and mighty things in your life. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to prayer. Would you pray with me tonight? Would you believe with me tonight? Will you have the faith tonight? Oh, praise God. For answers, praise God. That's the way they come. Oh, praise God. If we pray, the word says, if we pray, when we pray, God will hear us and he will answer us. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you pray, hallelujah, when you get sincere with God, when you get ready to let him know that you mean business, he's always ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord God, for such a wonderful day. We thank you for your love and mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you, God, that you loved us with an everlasting love, God. We thank you that there's no other God like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us up to such a time as this, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, as we praise you tonight, God. Oh, God, we're lifting up our voices to you. We're lifting up our hearts to you, God. Oh, God, Father God, because we know that you're going to do something great, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we believe that prayers are going to be answered. Sick bodies are going to be healed. Praise God. Oh, God, lives going to be changed. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God. Oh, God, when it seems so rough, God. Lord God, when we don't know which way to turn, God, we know, God, you're a God that heareth us, oh, God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. If you stand in need tonight, believe God. Believe God. Just be, he said, only believe. If you have a son in trouble, praise God. Believe for that son. If you have a daughter in trouble, believe God for the miraculous. He can do anything but fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for everyone, God. Oh, God, that may have a need tonight, whether sickness or children or family, God. We lift it up to you, God. We believe, God, oh, Father God, that you can do anything, God. Oh, God, we believe that you know who they are, where they are, oh, God. And, oh, God, you know the time and the hour, God, that you're going to move on their behalf, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we believe, God, God, that you will answer every prayer, God. Oh, Father God. Father, if there is some type of sickness, Lord God, we believe you, God, for being the healer. We know you went about healing all types of diseases, God. Oh, God, so we know, God, there's nothing too hard for you. You have laid an example for us, oh, God, in your word, oh, God. You have laid an example, oh, God, for us, oh God. Oh, thank you, Father God. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh God, thank you. Things will not prosper, God, because you will tear down the walls of Satan for us, God. You said you will fight for us, oh God. And I thank you for that, God. Well, I'm thanking for a God that's willing to fight our battles, God. Oh God. Oh God, sometimes when it seems so rough, oh God, and oh God, seem as though that we're not going to make it. God, oh God, your word said, you open up the waters and let your children cross, and you covered old Pharaoh over and all his enemies in it, God. Lord, you're still doing the same today, God. Yes, God. Oh, God, Father God. You is, oh, God, all we have to do is pull them down and trample them on our feet, God. Go forth in your name, oh, God, believing that you are God and there's no other God can do it, God. God, you're the one that satisfies and gives us laughter for mourning, God. Hallelujah. Someone may be mourning tonight over the loss of a loved one, God. But I know, God, you're a heart fixer and a mind regulator, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we cry out unto you because you said, cry out, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. And so, Lord God, oh, we say, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, your power, and your glory, Lord God. We give you the glory, God. We give you from our hearts, oh God, not from just our lips, oh God. Not from this flesh, oh God. From deep down, God, let it come, oh God. Oh God, we raise up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus, that he will not prosper. Oh God, we raise up a standard, oh God. Oh God, and Lord God, we let the enemy know he cannot cross, oh God, this boundary, God. Oh God, because you live here, God. Oh God, thank you. Your word, oh God, is forever settled in heaven, and we're going to believe your word, God. Oh God, that's something you told us we can stand on. You said it was our road map, oh God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you for this map that you have given us. Truly, it's going to usher us on in, God. On into the kingdom, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you for the road map, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, glory. Lord, it's good. And yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's sweet to our taste, God. You told us to eat it and digest it, oh God. Oh, you told that, oh, God, to Ezekiel, God, and Jeremiah, God. Yes, God, and you're telling it to us, oh, God. Eat it and digest it so that we can have, oh, God, plenty to give out to others. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, God. We'll be on fire for you, and our light will not go out, God. Oh, praise. Oh, glory to God. We'll have our lamps trimmed. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Our lamps will not go out, oh, God. The oil will not run out, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, because we're dressed, oh, God. Oh, God, in the full armor of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for the armor, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. We ready. Yes, God, we are able and ready vessels, oh, God. Oh, God, to go out in Jesus' name. No other name. That name which has all power. That name, oh, God, that is, oh, God, greater than any other name, more powerful than any other name. That name of Jesus. Oh, we bless that name. We bless. Oh, God, we are so glad you've given us that name, oh, God, that we can stand on, God. You just do so much for your children. Thank you, Father God. You done so much, God. We thank you, Father God, for what you do, God. That's because you love us so much, God. Thank you, Father God. We cannot fathom your love, oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, gracious are you. Gracious are you. Gracious are you. Gracious are you. Oh, praise God. Oh, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, oh, I want to shout. I want to say thank. I can't stop thanking him enough. I just can't stop thanking him enough because he has done great things. Oh, God. Yes, God, in my life. Oh, and in the lives of your people, God. And you keep on doing it, God. I say thank you. Oh, praise God. Praise God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad you all are on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just joyful in the Lord tonight. Praise God. God has just done blessed us all day long. And, oh, yes, he done blessed all day, and he's still blessing. Hallelujah. We just don't know what's on the line for us next. All we doing is walking by faith, believing God for whatever he wants to give to us, show to us, move through us, in and out of us. Hallelujah. We serve a great big God. Hallelujah. But at this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, Minister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Biden.
Why, thank you, our pastor, evangelist Vivian George. This is God's favorite radio program featuring pastor evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Phone number 504-347-5797. To listen to our broadcast, please dial area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Press 1. If you would like to share a blessing or would like to give and ask for prayer, and we will be able to hear you, and we'll be able to take and pray with you. This is Sunday night now at 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock, God's favorite radio program. On Friday nights at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number again. Area code 714-409-0578. On Friday nights at 8 p.m., you would receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word and uplifting Him in prayer. Sunday nights at 7 and Friday nights at 8. Remember, God loves you, and He's one that's here to take and talk with you and listen to you. Just remember, we need to pray for kids. We just had several abductions this past week, and we just want to pray for kids' protection. Think about it. Pray for ear problems, eyes, stomach problems, pain in the body, all over. People that's grieving over their lost loved ones, just lift them up in prayer, because it is wonderful to know that God is God, and He always hears and answers our prayers. On Psalm 22, it says, "But God, don't be far away. You are my strength. Hurry to help me. Save me from the sword. Save my life from the dogs. Rescue me from the lion's mouth. Save me from the horns of the bull. When I tell my fellow Israelites about you, I will praise you in the public meeting. Praise the Lord, all you who respect him, all of your descendants of Jacob. Honor him, fear him, all you Israelites. He does not ignore those in trouble. He doesn't hide from them, but listens when they call out to him. Lord, I praise you in the great meeting of your people. These worshipers will see me do what I promise. Poor people will eat until they are full. Those who look at the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. People everywhere will remember and will turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will worship him. Because the Lord is king and he rules the nations, all the powerful people on earth will eat and worship. Everyone will bow down to him. all who will one day die. The people of the future will serve him. They will always be told about God. They will tell that he does what is right. People who are not yet born will hear what God has done. God did not put all the stars in one person's sky, but to each of us he gave something. And by concentrating on that, which we can do well, we can take the first step to self-confidence. Have confidence in God when you speak to him. Have confidence for asking that you will receive your blessing from him. Again, remember the children to pray for them. Remember your neighbors. Remember each one that you know that wants to know God. Let's pray for our unsaved loved ones. It's wonderful to know that our God is a God of many chances. He will take and extend his hand out to those hurting souls. Thank you for listening to God's favorite radio program on Sunday nights at 7 and Victorious Living on Friday nights at 8. You have a wonderful evening. God bless you, and thanks again for listening.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Biden. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we come into you tonight, praise God, and our topic is raising up foundations. Raising up foundation. Now, I'm going to give you the introduction to it. A foundation is based on the basis upon which something is built or something stands. In the biblical sense, it is the value system, the things that we believe and hold dear. That is our foundation. Praise God. We build our lives upon principles and what we believe is right and just. A good foundation is built upon good character. Praise God. God is described as a rock upon which we can build our lives. He is a true foundation. God is a true foundation. There is no foundation as solid as our God. We always hear, he's solid as a rock. Praise God. He's solid as a rock. Psalms 11 and 3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Praise God. Oh, he's a solid foundation. Praise God. But a faulty foundation as foundation that are being destroyed today. The word destroys here means to pull down or to break up. So if I'll use this little thing here. When I was a child, we used to read about the old bad wolf. He would huff and puff until he blow their house down. Well, those that wasn't built on a solid foundation, he blew them down. But the one that was built on a solid foundation, he couldn't touch it. It didn't blow down. So that's the same as for our lives today. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only lasting foundation is the one that is based upon the relationship with God. Praise God. Anything else, crumbling structure. It is a crumbling structure. You believe, better believe, it's going to come down. We are here in New Orleans looking at the Hard Rock, a hotel that was built, and they thought they had it on a solid foundation, but it wasn't solid. Look at it. That's something man has built. It's not lasting. Oh, but when God builds something, when it's built up on God, things will last forever and ever, praise God. And the only foundation is a relationship with God. The only lasting foundation is the one that is based up on the relationship in your heart, your mind, praise God. Anything else is a crumbling structure, praise God. Deuteronomy 32 and 4 said, He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of truth, and without injustice, righteousness, and upright is he. God is righteous. God is just. God is God. And there is no one like him. Praise God. He is a just God, and he is a perfect God. Praise God. And nothing about him, if you trust in him, he will never fail. If your faith and trust is in God, it's a God of truth and not without injustice. It's righteous and upright is he. Praise God. He's just that kind of God. I don't understand why people don't want to serve something that will never fail, that will never perish away, that will never crumble. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 2 and 2 says, No one is holy like our God. There is no one as holy as our God. Praise God. No one. I don't care who you put and look at on this earth. There's no one holy like our God. He's a holy God. For there is none besides him. Nor is there any rock like our God. There's just nothing as solid, praise God, like our God. Praise God. No rock. I don't care what kind of rock you beat on out there and how hard it is, there's none. Like he's a rock like no other, and you can depend on him. Praise God. Those who do not know God walk in darkness. Their foundation is unstable. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the God. That's the God we serve. Praise God. Their rock, that what they believe in, the money, your money, is still unstable. It's unstable, my people. I'm telling you. You can put it in the highest yield. You can hide it. It's unstable. Somewhere there will be a breakdown. Psalms 82 and 5, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. If the word said it, I believe it. All the foundations of the earth, we see it, my people, we see it, is unstable. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to put your faith in God and serve God who is a stable and an everlasting God? He said, I'm an everlasting God. Praise God. Foundations are destroyed when there is a departure from righteousness. Praise God. Without God, there is no truth, and men are filled with their own ways. Men, do you hear what I say? Men are going their own ways. They are doing their own thing. They are believing their own thing. They are trusting in what they want to trust in. We got people saying Jesus is not coming back. Men are believing, are filled with their own ways. They don't believe Jesus Christ is coming back. Our world that we live in is filled with so much chaos. You know, if they believed in the God and had a solid foundation, they would be looking every day for his appearing. But no, they're not looking for God. They don't believe God is coming back for them. Praise God. Proverbs 14 and 34. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation, But sin is a reproach to any people. Sin has gripped our country, our nation, and everywhere sin is prevalent. We see so much. Oh, sin, I can't even begin to name it. It's in everything that you do, everywhere you go. This foundation is unstable. My God. Take a good look at it. Take a good look at where we are today. There's a great falling away in the church, because some of the church is unstable. There's a great falling away in the lives of God's people, where they don't believe God anymore. Bible says in the last days, men are going to be turning from natural affection. They're going to be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. They don't have no foundation. Their foundation is not secure. There is nothing that is solid that they can hold on to. Their faith is weak. Praise God. Hallelujah. The words raise up here means to decree, to establish, or to strengthen. If I decree something, that means there is a will that is being enforced. Praise God. Praise God. Our foundation is weak. Praise God. We need to establish our foundation. Praise God. Matthew 16:18-19 says, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Now look what he told Peter. He told Peter that on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And when I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I tell you, God has given us that power. Whatever we bind and loose on this earth, if you bind it and loose it, it shall be done. Praise God. We can bind the enemy. We can command our day. God has given us decrees and demands. Praise God. And we can stand up on it and believe God for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have the key. Are you going to use them? Are you going to build on a solid foundation so that you can use them? Praise God. Keys denote authority. God has given you authority. What Jesus has activated through the cross. We are the ones who must decree it. Whatever has been activated on the cross, praise God. We are the one must decree these things and carry them out in Jesus' name. To raise up the foundations mean that we must establish the very person of Jesus Christ in our lives. He must be established in our lives. Praise God. It's Jesus. It's Jesus and only Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the answer to everything. Praise God. If we don't have Jesus, then our foundation is not solid. He is the answer. He is the one that sits on the right hand, making intercession for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you want him to make intercession for you? I'm thankful. It ain't that I don't want him. I am so thankful to have a God who's making intercession for me every day, making sure my foundation is sure. Praise God. Luke 6:48-49 says, "He is like a man building a house, who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. Is your house founded on the rock tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you hear what it said? When the flood arose and the scream beat so hard. When the storms of life beat you and rock you and sway you, are you rooted and grounded in His grace? Are you rooted and grounded, or are you on a solid rock so that you will not be swept away by the enemy? Praise God. Are you rooted and grounded so that the devil won't take you out and destroy you? Praise God. Are you rooted and grounded in Jesus, in His love, in His grace? Praise God. The foundations that we must raise up are the mighty works of God that will be declared succeeding generations. Everything that we should be doing, praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever you do for Christ will last, the word said. Whatever you do for Christ will last. The foundation that you set should go from generation to generation, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what it's all about, living the life in the kingdom. Praise God. Kingdom building. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, that's how we go from breakdown to breakthrough. Praise God. When we are building the kingdom for God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 78:4-8. We will not hide from them their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done. We can take it from generation to generation to generation. Praise God. Hallelujah. For He has established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. And when He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them unto their children. Come on, somebody. That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandment, that they and they may not like their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that did not set his heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. If the foundation is not solid, this is where it is, praise God. Oh, their heart is not right toward God, praise God. If this word is not preached to a solid generation, a solid word, we can't give a watered down word. We got to give the unadulterated word of God, praise God. We got to give them the word so that, plant seeds in their hearts, and it will be watered, and it will grow, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, this generation, I know that they said this generation, it's not going to last. But I tell you, with God, all things are possible. Praise God. I will not give up on this generation. I will keep praying unto my God. My God can do anything but fail. He can deliver the those that are out there on drugs, those on alcohol. Oh, my God. My God can do anything. He can set free those that are in captive. Yes, He can. Yes, the God that I serve will hear my cry and hear my call. Yes, He does. Hallelujah. And, I know He will not turn His back on me. Praise God. And you got to know that. You got to know that rock that you're clinging on to. I hang on to that solid rock, and I cling to Him. Oh, yes, who is the author and the finisher of my life. Psalms 118:16-17 said, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does violently. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. The Lord, ha, yes, did you hear? God will not give you, I don't care if you're going through some kind of sickness. You may die a physical death, but spiritually you're going to live forever. And that should be your goal. That should be where you're standing on the rock. Lord, I want to live with you forever and ever and ever. I want to see my God. I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come now, let me make you ruler over many. That's the kind of God that we serve, praise God. That's the kind of rock, that a solid rock foundation that we are clinging to, praise God. The right hand of the Lord is exalted over us, praise God. And he does great things. And we can declare, yes, we shall live and not die. No matter how the enemy, oh, boasts himself up against us. Oh, but we should boast in the Lord. Oh, God, and we should, oh, when we boast in the Lord, we are clinging even closer. We are drawing even closer to him. Praise God, for he is our God. Praise God. You know, as I read my word, they declared, oh, yes, that they will not serve no other. They will not bow down to no other God. They knew their God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Didn't they do it? The Bible said they knew their God. Oh, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were thrown into the lion's den, they told the old Pharaoh, they will not bow down. I will not bow down to your God. I will not bow down to your God. And they didn't. And they threw them in the fire furnace, and turned the fire up so hot, thought they was going to get burned up. When they looked in there was a false man in there with them, and it was their rock, praise God. It was their God, hallelujah. He was there to protect them and to sustain them. Praise God. That's the kind of God, that's the kind of rock I'm talking about tonight, a solid foundation. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you tonight, oh, praise God, if you cling on, if you hold on, no matter what you're going through, don't even give the devil an inch, no matter how you feel, or no matter what's going on in your family, don't give the devil, keep praying and believing God, praise God. To be a foundation builder necessitates that I have an ongoing, fresh, inward encounter with the Holy Spirit. I mean, you should be calling every day, getting a fresh and a new every day of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Let the Holy Spirit is fresh every day. Every day, God's Spirit. He never gives you nothing stale, praise God, hallelujah. He never gives you nothing stale, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Are you going to be a builder of the kingdom, or are you going to let the devil beat up on you and make you think that you are not worthy? But God makes you worthy. Oh, yes, the word of God, if you eat it and digest it, praise God. Oh, praise God, the word makes you worthy. Look what Isaiah 58 said. Cry aloud and spare not, and lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show forth my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sin. Oh, we got to cry aloud, people. We got to cry aloud, and we got to spare not. And it said, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. Nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exalt all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife, and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as one do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Hey, you got to trust in God. Don't do it just for the fun of it, just to be doing it because someone say do it, but do it because you are clinging on to that solid foundation. Praise God. The one who loves you most, praise God. The one that will never leave you, nor forsake you, praise God. Hallelujah. Read that chapter, Isaiah 58, and all proclaim to your God who he is to you. And all let the love of God flow through you and fill you with all goodness and mercy. Oh, let that love flow through you that you can feel the brush of the angel's wing as he flows through you, praise God, and give you the strength. Oh, yes, as you partake of this word, he strengthens you on the inward parts, praise God, and he makes your foundation solid. The only way your foundation is going to be solid, praise God, is through the word of God. The only way your foundation is going to be solid is through the word of God. The word of God is what we build upon. The word of God is what we stand on. The word of God is our light. The word of God, oh, praise God, is our way. He is the way maker, praise God. Oh, let your foundation be built. Let your foundations be built upon something solid. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord is our God. The Lord is good, and the Lord is gracious, and the Lord is kind, and he's merciful, and he's gracious to us, and he will not turn his back on us. Praise God. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, you're so good, God. Thank you for your people tonight, God. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they build on a solid foundation, God. Lord God, they don't allow the enemy, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, to take them, oh God, through trials that they don't think they can make it through, but with you all things are possible, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, oh God, for you are our strength, oh God. Lord God, you are our helper, oh God. I just thank you tonight, God, for everyone that may be dealing with something, oh God, and they don't know how they're going to get through. But God, you're taking them through. And oh God, at the end of the tunnel, God, we know that the light is going to spring forth. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, Father, thank you. And God said in everything to give thanks. I'm telling you, if you're praying about something tonight, just thank God in the midst of the situation that he's going to turn that thing around. Because you are clinging to the solid rock, that foundation that, oh, thank you, Father God. We thank you, oh God, that for the foundation that we build on, it's not sinking sand. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not weak and it's not dry. It's not stubble. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you all the glory. Yes, we give you all the praise and all the honor, for you are God. Oh, God, we are standing, Father God. Oh, God, oh, God, for all your people, oh, God. Oh, Father God, as they go through the struggle and trials of this day, God. Oh, Father God, meet every need. And, Father, meet their, oh, God, families, oh, God, that's still waiting for their loved one to be rescued from the rubble. We have two men still buried in the rubble that haven't been found, oh, Father God. Just be with those families, oh, God. Comfort them and give them God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, God, for this length of time that they've been covered up on the rubble, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But you know the hearts of the people, and, God, everything is for a purpose and a reason. And we pray that they will draw closer to you as they wait, God, for the, oh, God, recovery of their husbands and of their fathers, oh, God. Oh, God, you know, God. So we cling on to the solid foundation. name of Jesus. Well, I'm so glad that you all was with me tonight. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace in Jesus' name. May you be back here with us next Sunday night at the same time. Praise God. Hallelujah. At 7 p.m. And if you would desire to come on Minister Janet's program, it's every Friday night at 8 p.m. Thank you so much for being on with us. God bless you. And I do pray for God's blessings upon you this week, throughout this week, that you have a joyous time, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In Jesus' name, thank you. And may the blessings of the Lord be upon you throughout this season, because we are running into a busy season now. Bye-bye now.